Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons. And we are so glad to be with you on these 2 weeks of broadcasts.
It's always fun to be here. I appreciate my dad and Gloria for allowing us to come and have this time with you, have this time with each other, have this time together with the Lord.
That's right.
You know, He talks to us. The Lord talks to us about these broadcasts. And talks to us about you. You know, we don't just stop and think, well, what can we say on TV? No, we come before the Lord and really for days and days ahead. Mm-hmm. Yep. Lord, what do you want to say to our congregation that's watching the Believer's Voice of Victory? What's your word for them this day?
And we want to let you know that all of the outlines that we're working from are available absolutely free on kcm.org/notes. These are comprehensive notes that we have notes here, but even as we talk and we add things to this, everything that you hear on this broadcast and these broadcasts will be available to you. And these are some very important things that we need to hear right now. There's so much going on. There's so much happening. The atmosphere, there's a highly volatile prophetic atmosphere in the air. Isn't that right?
It's true. In fact, as I was saying, we pray about, Lord, what would you have us say to your congregation at large, this congregation at large? And I can tell you that these messages may be the most important you hear right now. That I think that you need to be listening with a sense of urgency, take them seriously, and don't just listen to them as though they are a Bible study and you're racking up more knowledge of the Bible. It's really not the Word of God that you know alone. It's the Word of God that you know and do something with that makes the difference.
Right.
And you really aren't prepared to do something with the Word you hear unless you listen to it that way.
That's right.
If you're just listening to it, making mental notes, like I was saying, like a math class or something, you have to listen to it like your life depended on it. Somebody else's life depends on it, because these days it very probably does.
So let's set this up, and we'll launch out into the direction that the Lord has given to us. But at the end of last year, the Lord gave me direction to call a fast at Eagle Mountain International Church, KCM. Began in February. We went for 21 days. And in the 21-day fast, we had the book of Matthew calls for fasting, the open rewards, the things that we're believing God for during this fast. And so we were believing.
It wasn't a time where we didn't eat for 21
days. Right.
No, we set aside time to the Lord. We set aside voices of the world and TV and movies and entertainment and social media. And we did some fasting. We skipped some meals and we set aside a lot of frivolous things. Mm-hmm. I went 24 days without coffee. I know. And it wasn't that bad on you, was it?
I paid the price. No, not really. It was really good. You did a great job.
I survived. But I kept saying to myself, I have meat that you're not out of. That's what Jesus said. I have meat that you're not of. I can draw from the strength from the inner man. Anyway, I just wanted people to know that.
So we called that time aside. We needed that time. There was so much going on in the news, in the world, that we needed time to focus in on Him. And that's what you do during a fast. Everybody, a proclaimed fast, everybody just turns their faces toward God. And we had these open rewards that we were believing for. And let me take you through the open rewards that we were standing for. And these are rewards that are ongoing. They're continuing. We're still believing. We're still standing. And we're still seeing things. Number one, an awakening to God in the body of Christ. Number two, and if you want to jump in and comment, an awakening to God in Israel, an awakening to God in America and in the nations. We were believing for the elections, uncorrupted elections that are coming up. What's that?
God's will.
God's will. Breakthroughs for Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Eagle Mountain International Church, Kenneth Copeland Bible College, the Victory Channel. Personal breakthroughs, what people were believing for in their own lives, answers, direction, and clarity. And then this one, this was the seventh one. And this is the one that we're really going to be focusing in on, and that is preparing for all that is coming. everything that we see that is coming, to be able to be ready for it, to be in position for it, and to not be surprised, to not be caught off guard. And I preached this a couple of times. The first time I preached it was to our men's meeting, our men's breakfast. And as I was preparing for it, the Lord gave this to me. He said, what do December 7th, 1941, September 11th, 2001, October 7th, 2023, all have in common? And he gave me the answer. These were all surprise attacks. The United States, those were surprise attacks that took place. Israel, that was a surprise attack. They were caught off guard. And so in this fasting time, the fasting and the praying that we were doing keeps us from being caught off guard. And they help us to become more sensitive to what we have called God's early warning system. And so God has an early warning system.
He does.
He really does. And go ahead, expand on that, Terry.
Well, we know we have the Word of God, and He tells us very clearly. In fact, God, one of the things that defines Him as God is the fact that He tells us before the end, before the beginning.
Right.
Okay? So we also have the Holy Spirit. We've talked about a number of these things. The last time that we were on talked about being led by the Holy Spirit, praying in the Spirit. But I want to tell you something else that we often miss, and that is He uses men, called of God, not men, meaning men and women, as an alarm system, primarily the fivefold ministry. Now, that's not the only way that God speaks to us. He speaks to us through many things, through people. But in particular, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. Again, right. Don't be listening to this. Don't be listening to your pastor and the other fivefold ministry gifts. Don't listen to them only with the expectation to teach you something about the Bible. No, they are there equipped and anointed. And here's the scriptural proof for that. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 4, we might get to verse 5. But this is from the Amplified Classic. And remember now, Paul is a prophet and an apostle, and he's talking to Timothy, who is a pastor. And he says to him, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus. Well, you can't get any stronger than that. I charge you. I'm commanding you. This is your commission. In the presence of God in Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead. Now, Paul's already talked earlier that in the last days, he says in the last days. So we see that this judgment time is approaching. In the light of His coming and His kingdom, herald and preach the word. Number one job. And in the light of His coming, keep your sense of urgency. Stand by. Be at hand. Be ready. Now, really, this is a word for all of us as Christians, but I want you to take note that this is the job of the ministry. Whether the opportunity seems to be favorable or unfavorable, you know, we are not supposed to, as congregation, as members of the body of Christ, to make it hard for a preacher to tell us things that aren't easy or comfortable to hear. And because of that, because so many people have dictated from the pew what the pulpit is saying, you've got pastors all over the world, especially in America, that aren't saying what God needs them to say and what we seriously need to hear. He says, whether it's convenient or inconvenient, whether it's welcome or unwelcome. So pastors, teachers, ministers, listen up. You, as a preacher of the word, are to show people in what way their lives are wrong. Now, that doesn't mean we say that with condemnation. We say it with love. We say it with urgency. We say it, and then we have to live it ourselves. It doesn't do any good for you to preach, try to preach something, and then not live it. Okay? He says, show them what way their lives are wrong. Convince them. Rebuke them. Correct them. Warning and urging and encouraging them. Well, you know, there's only one nice word in that whole list. There's only one word. Everybody wants to come to church and hear an encouraging word. Well, all of those things are encouraging. There has to be encouragement folded into all of it. But the point is, you have to be willing to hear. And what we have to say to you through these broadcasts this week and next, there's urgency in it. There, you may find some things that you need to adjust and make changes in. You may find that there are some things that rebuke the way you've been conducting. We have. Well, we've made some big changes and still making more. We're certainly not above that. Correcting things. And he says, be unflagging, inexhaustible. That means don't quit, don't stop, whether they like it or don't. In patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not tolerate sound and wholesome instruction. Are you intolerable of sound instruction? Are you willing to step up and take your medicine, so to speak? Bible says God's word's like a medicine. And having itching ears for something pleasing and gratifying, they'll gather to themselves one teacher after another. They go from place to place, teacher to teacher. Why? Chosen to satisfy their own liking, to foster the errors they hold. You know, some people go from church to church to church. They listen to this kind of message and then that one, and they listen to it until something is said that makes them have to change or do something they don't want to do. And then all of a sudden, they're not interested. I believe the Lord's leading me somewhere else, Pastor. I believe the Lord's leading me to another church. Well, you may be led, but not by the Lord necessarily. Right. Okay, and he says, then one after another to choose their own liking and foster the errors they hold, they turn aside from hearing the truth and they wander off into myths and man-made fictions. But as for you, pastor, minister, preacher, be calm, cool, steady, accept and suffer unflinchingly every hardship. Sometimes this is hard, especially when you have to say hard things, things you don't want to say, things you didn't want to hear yourself. Do the work of an evangelist. Why do you have to do the work of an evangelist? Because I'm telling you, people leave. People leave. You know, they get a little uncomfortable. Now, I don't know why. They just want to leave. You know, I don't know why. Why are you leaving? Well, I just want to this and that. Why? Because they're just uncomfortable. And he says, you're going to have to keep doing the work of an evangelist to keep the church house full. And then do the duties of your ministry. Don't hold back. So we commit to you. We're not going to hold back this week. You'll like it, though. You'll like it. You'll like everything. You know we love you. We know you love us. And we all just want to hear from God.
That's right.
Okay, Pastor. So we're talking about the warning system.
God's warning system. You know, Terry, we're not supposed to be caught off guard.
No.
We have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of us, who is our guide, who leads us, who directs us. And it says in Luke 8:17, the Amplified Translation, for there is nothing hidden that shall not be disclosed, nor anything secret that shall not be known or come out into the open. So we, of all people, should be the ones knowing what's happening and knowing what's coming.
You know, we don't necessarily always know every specific little detail of what's coming.
Right.
You have a sense, you know. But the key in knowing what's coming is in the preparation. If we know what kind of times we're living in, we'll talk more about this as time goes on here this week, then we're prepared.
Yes.
And in that preparation, then we aren't caught off guard.
Exactly. So why are there warning signs on the road and detours for us to take? Because there's danger ahead, or something is coming, or something is happening. And that's how the Spirit of God deals with us. People really don't think about God's early warning system. They don't think about Him warning people about things that are taking place or things that are to come. And I began to put together some examples, Terry, of this God's early warning system. And let me give you a couple of them here. Hebrews 11:7, Amplified Translation. It says, prompted by faith, Noah, being forewarned by God concerning events of which as yet there was no visible sign. Took heed and diligently and reverently constructed and prepared an ark for the deliverance of his own family. You know, you could take that and that could be an entire sermon in itself. That is a step-by-step process of the Lord warning Noah about something that he's not seeing.
You know, I want to just real quick to point out about that a couple of things. First of all, is that Noah was warned. He was warned not only and God told him what he was going to do, which most of it Noah couldn't have understood, but he told him what to do, the action to take.
Yes, exactly.
And so Noah took action without understanding fully what God said would look like when it came to pass. And it was 100 years. So he was diligent. He was steady.
Yeah.
I don't know why people, we all, by human nature, I guess, think, well, he'll tell me right before and I'll be ready. No. Sometimes the preparation takes a while. It's our slowness and preparation. Thank God we have time, if there is time, to be prepared. But we can't give up and think, oh, well, I guess I miss God or that's not ever going to happen.
Yeah. Let me add this scripture in here. You're talking about that, being prepared and staying ready. This is 1 Peter 5:8. Be sober.
That's right.
Be vigilant. Because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour, whom remains steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. So he's saying, be sober, be vigilant. And I wrote down in my Bible, vigilant means to stay awake, stay alert, be watchful, be sharp, be on your toes, be ready, and be on your guard. So that's what we have to do, especially in the times that we are in right now. We need to be sober, we need to be watchful, we need to be vigilant, and we need to be on our toes.
That takes practice.
It does.
It takes practice. You've got to keep, it's training. All of these things, we have to train ourselves in preparation. Now, when the battle's raging, it's not the time to prepare, but it is easier, I guess, to try to be more vigilant, but he wants us to be vigilant ahead of time for preparation's sake. And that takes decision and commitment and a constant connection to the Word of God and to the Holy Spirit.
Well, you think about Navy SEALs, and they don't wait until the emergency call comes.
Yeah, already happening.
That's already taking place. No, they're training all the time. There are military people training right now. Mm-hmm. They're training, they're getting ready, and we need to have that same mindset. You and I need to have the same mindset that the military has in preparing for whatever is coming so that we're ready, we're prepared, and we know what to do.
Talk about Nineveh.
In Jonah 3, very simply, the wickedness of Nineveh came up before the Lord. The Lord sent Jonah to warn the people. He sent him to warn the people of the city's impending destruction. And we won't get into this, but he didn't want to do it. He didn't want to warn them.
Well, you know why, George, is I didn't understand this till recently, but the Assyrians had been, they were marauders, and they were killing people. Yeah. And had come through Jonah's home area, killed people. They had been very successful in that. They were very much hated by the Israelis.
Yeah,
God had intervened and run them out of Israel, supernaturally with an angel. But God then wanted to go give them mercy, and Jonah didn't want to go.
Yeah.
But God was merciful.
He was merciful. And this is the interesting thing about this whole scenario, is that the people got word of this, and they proclaimed a fast. They're the ones, and then they got word to the king. It didn't come from the king down. It came from the people when they recognized, and it had to be evil. It had to be bad for the Lord to see this. It came up before him, it says. And so the king made a national proclamation to fast, and what they did in verse 10, and God saw their works, and they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil and that he had said that he would do to them, unto them, and he did it not. So what they did was they heeded the warning signal that went out. They paid attention to it. You know, there are warning signals going on right now.
There are, and so many of them we miss. God's faithful. He doesn't just put one out there. It's all around us. But at the same time, we have in this world and through satanic operations, a dullness of mind.
Yeah.
And that's why,
yeah,
as Christians, we have to be the light. Joseph and the wise
men.
Yeah,
Joseph and the wise men in Matthew 2:12, the wise men were warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod. Verse 13, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph and warned him to flee into Egypt because Herod planned to kill Jesus. Verse 16, Herod killed all the children from 2 years and under. Verses 19 through 20, Herod died. The angel appeared to Joseph, gave him the all clear signal to go back to Israel. In verses 20 through 23, Joseph was warned to turn aside to Nazareth to fulfill the scripture of that Jesus would be called a Nazarene. So there's an example right now.
Yeah,
now,
and
there.
So we had a dream, had an angel, and God, yeah, is certainly free to use those things. We all appreciate it, but we don't rely on it. We're,
yeah,
not looking for that.
Right.
And if you're looking for direction through an angel, remember, Satan is an angel, a fallen angel, and he'll be glad to accommodate you.
Right.
And so we develop in the Word of God and the leading and the witness of the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, so that we can test any spirits and know whether or not they be from God.
Exactly.
Esther. Haman, yeah, plotted to kill all of the Jews, and he had the cooperation of the government. But God used Esther. He used Mordecai. And through all of that, all of the Jews were saved. So we thank God for that activity. And then we have, I love this one in chapter 23, Paul's nephew was in the right place at the right time, which was true in Esther.
Right.
Mordecai,
right,
was in the right place at the right time and happened to hear somebody say what they were going to do, somebody talking about the plot. And because of that, his nephew went to Paul. Paul knew who to send him to, and the whole situation was averted. So we can see here God using people. It didn't seem supernatural,
yeah, yeah,
but God put the right people in, yeah, the right place at the right time.
This scripture talking about Jesus knew what the Pharisees were planning, the plot to kill him. He knew it. He knew what was going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, that was Jesus. We got to remember that Jesus wasn't operating from a place of divinity as God. He didn't know everything. You can study through the scripture and you find a lot of places where he didn't know. It was clear. But in this case, he knew why. It was either by the unction of the Holy Spirit,
right,
a word of knowledge from the Holy Spirit. He discerned it. No matter what it was, he had a perception. That's the way we want to be trained in our spirit man,
yeah,
to be able to be led by that way.
So, we need to be in a state of readiness.
And thank God for this warning
and that's
system.
That's why we have the product that we're offering on these broadcasts, a book by Kenneth and a book by Gloria, both about how to get ready.
You know, that's kind of like us, a dynamic duo.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
If the left one doesn't get you, then the right
that's
one will.
Right. That's right.
A double punch right here. So we want to tell you more about this product to offer, and we've got some information coming up right now to tell you how you can get yours.
Are you prepared for the return of Jesus Christ? Do you sense that we are living in the final days before His glorious appearing? Now more than ever, it's crucial for believers to be ready and equipped for the coming move of God. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a vital message for you in this critical hour. In the End Time Readiness Package, you'll receive two powerful resources to help you navigate the narrow band of time before Christ's return. In Living at the End of Time, a time of supernatural increase, Kenneth Copeland reveals that we've entered a period of acceleration. You'll discover how to cooperate with God's end time agenda and experience signs, wonders, and miracles in your everyday life. In Gloria Copeland's mini book, Are You Ready? Learn how to stay watchful and in tune with the Spirit so you're fully prepared with God's word for what's ahead. Live victoriously and confidently, free from fear in these end times, and be ready for the greatest outpouring of God's glory ever seen. Get equipped with the End Time Readiness Package and receive books by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland on paperback or as digital downloads. Request your free package today on kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Find out how you can live healed, protected, and free from fear. Offer is good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Father, we thank you this morning and we give you praise. And we thank you that this building once more for one whole week will be a sanctuary for people from all over the world. And we thank you today that this building is full of the Holy Ghost and power from on high. And we praise you and we honor you today. And we pray these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen.
We are definitely reaching the end of the end times. This is not like it was last year, 20 years ago, 50 years ago. We are in a time closer to the coming of Jesus like never before. And Terry, in this book by Brother Copeland, Living at the End of Time, listen to this paragraph. You and I have entered into a space of time, a little narrow band of time, which is in the scheme of all mankind is the biggest, perhaps the most important block of time since the creation of Adam. We've stepped over into the spirit realm and in the natural realm, into the exceeding abundantly above of all that we can ask or think realm. We're in that time right now in the preparation of the coming of the Lord. So that's why we have to be prepared for what's coming in these times that we're in.
And then this little book by Sister Copeland, Are You Ready? You know, watching other people be ready is not sufficient. You have to be ready. We mentioned in the broadcast the importance of being really committed to it and diligent and training in it. And it's just a little book, but if you took this seriously line by line and let it really impress your thinking, it will make a difference. I thought this is really...
It's good.
It's not very long.
I read it and you can make a series out of it. I mean, it's amazing the preparation.
This is the story. It has near the parable of the virgins and that some thought they were ready, but they weren't.
So this is absolutely free, available to you, the End Time Readiness Package. And we want you to get this so that you can be ready, you can be prepared. Terry, pray for them right
now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that all of our viewers have eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts that are ready and eager to be ready for your coming in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And don't forget, we love you, God loves you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on KCM.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on KCM.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.